Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and today's episode is for those of you who are navigating life storms and wondering if peace is even possible. Here's the truth. Peace is not the absence of chaos. It's the presence of power inside of you. You don't need the storm to stop in order for you to feel steady. Today, I'll show you how to tap into peace that holds firm, no matter how hard the winds blow. Let's start with a moment in scripture that proves peace can exist in the middle of the storm. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4:39. Jesus didn't wait for the storm to pass. He spoke it. But here is what most people miss. He was asleep during the storm. That means he was already at peace before the miracle happened. That's the energy we're anchoring into today. Neville Goddard reminds us that everything we experience starts in consciousness. The storm around you isn't your problem. The storm within is. Peace is a state, not a circumstance. It's not something you wait for. It's something you step into. Florence Scovel Shinn would say, "Fear is only inverted faith. It is faith in evil instead of good." So when you feel yourself shaken, you've got to ask, what am I putting my faith in right now? You have the faith and the power to shift by focusing your attention, by choosing a different vibration, and by refusing to be tossed around by what appears to be happening. The law of polarity shows us that if the storm exists, peace also exists. They are the opposite ends of the same pole. The question is, where are you vibrating? And let me tell you, I've had seasons where the storm felt unrelenting, but every time I decided to anchor myself, not in what I saw, but in what I knew, that's when the wind had to obey me. That's when peace became my baseline, not just a bonus. So let's take a breath. I want you to breathe in and then breathe out. Think about a storm you're currently facing. Is it external, a job, a relationship, the state of the world, or is it internal? Anxiety, fear, confusion. Now, I want you to picture the eye of that storm. Everything is swirling around, and there you are, still, unbothered, rooted. You don't have to control the chaos. You only need to center yourself within it. Write this down. What would peace feel like right now, even if nothing changed? What am I ready to release in order to reclaim my peace? Now, I want you to take the time to close your eyes and visualize standing in the middle of a storm, but you are safe. You are aware and you are in command. Feel the storm lose its power because you've stopped feeding it with fear. Breathe into your center and say these aloud with me. Peace lives within me now. I am the eye of the storm. I don't chase calm, I create it. I no longer react, I respond from wisdom. My stillness is still my strength. I release fear, I reclaim peace. All is well, I am safe, and I am whole. You don't have to wait for things to settle down to feel peace. You can claim it right now, in this moment. Peace isn't passive. It is your divine right. If this message spoke to you, head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for the full service and to download today's affirmation meditation. That way you get the full experience of it, set to music and everything. And then come back tomorrow. We're going to even deeper into the theme of you don't have to join the chaos. Until then, stay rooted, stay powerful, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.